great season for Elkhorn North boys. 16-5, very, very challenging schedule. Gosh, you played our good buddy Coach Heiser in the season opener and a nail biter. You had the Benningtons a couple of times, the Norrises a couple of times, Scott in there as well. Boy, a challenging schedule this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just our conference alone, the MC, is brutal enough. But, yeah, we always try to challenge ourselves. And when a Coach Heiser wants to get a game, we say absolutely. And we just feel like it'll make us better towards the postseason.
Had a great district opener, Lincoln Standing Bear, at your place, 73-55. Got through that one in pretty good shape, didn't you?
Yeah, the first half, honestly, we played about as well as we had in a while, especially because our last two games of the season got canceled because of the weather, so we hadn't played in 12 days. But our first half, we were on fire and up 31. And the second half, we kind of took our foot off the gas a little bit. But yeah, we played well overall.
Boy, the two matchups with Norris had to just been barn burners. 66-57 in one, 76-71 in the other. And you know darn well how good the Titans are, pretty good this year. That's a good measuring stick for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. The first one, the conference tournament championship, we led for three and a half quarters and just kind of fell apart at the end of the fourth. But they're very good. It's definitely a good battle, the two good teams. And unfortunately, we came up a little short, but hopefully we got better from it.
Coach, one thing is you got balanced scoring. I see Sutton Piakowski at about almost 18 points a game, Kellen Murphy at about 15, Carter Peterson almost 14. Boy, it's nice to have good balance, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's nice to have a guy like Sutton who was an All-State kid last year. But we obviously want as many guys in double figures as possible, and we feel like that's when we're playing our best.
And those guys, I'm sure you've got a couple of seniors throwing a couple of juniors. You got a freshman in there as well. So 1 year older, you've seen, no question, the progress from 1 year to the next, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, opened a new school 6 years ago. It's been a process, and credit to these guys, especially the seniors when they came in as freshmen. They bought in and they didn't skip any steps, and we're definitely paying off those. We're reaping those rewards right now.
Coach, I'm sure watching a little game film on the Bison and McCook. Your thoughts on the Bison coming to your place on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, super talented team. They're big, physical. They got guys who can make shots. They got guys who can score in the paint. It's going to be a huge challenge for us, for sure.
Compared to anybody you've faced on your schedule this year, are they similar to any team?
You know, we were kind of talking about that. There's kind of bits and pieces of them that – there's not really an opponent that is like them, but to me, their physicality is one of their biggest strengths. And we played Grand Island Central Catholic a couple weeks ago, and that was something that was theirs as well. You know, posted up. You know, a lot of teams you just don't see putting guys on the block and posting guys up. So their physicality kind of reminds me of GICC in ways. They're big and strong. But they got obviously a couple guys that can really shoot the ball and score the ball at two or three different levels, which a lot of teams we play obviously have super talented guards. So they got kind of the whole package. So,
well, Coach, this team was so close last year, so close to the semifinal loss and a tight one, a battle with Scott's Bluff. They've learned from it. There's no question we want to get back and go one game further this year.
Absolutely. Our goal every year is to obviously make the state tournament. And last year we were able to do it for the first time in our short program history. And we played really well in the first round against Wahoo. And as you said, just came up a little bit short against a super talented Scott's Bluff team. So our guys have been hungry ever since we picked back up in the spring of last year. And our goal is to get a district home game, which is what we have tomorrow night. So I think we'll be ready to go.